Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That you control. If you want to get on the show with us tonight, talk about whatever you want, 603-283-6160 is the number for you to call. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And Joa.
And so far tonight, we've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency, a lot about the psychopaths who run the world trying to control you. And now we're going to talk about marijuana.
Wait a minute. What about the aliens?
No.
Oh, you can't tease.
They didn't come?
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't tease people about
hours.
This. There's a time traveler, apparently.
Yes, there is a time traveler. Well, he's from, like, 2700, right? And he came here to tell us that...
Came here to create a TikTok account, apparently.
What's his name again?
He's very successful. But at least it gets you thinking. It's the, what is it?
Aesthetic time warper?
Time warper, yeah.
Sorry.
The aesthetic time warper. For me, when I hear the word aesthetic, that just sounds like such a, like, the last few years, people like to use that word, like, oh, that's so my aesthetic. That's so my, the aesthetic of my Instagram. That just already tells me you're not from the future.
I mean, unfortunately, he has a lot of views, and people are, you know, not really paying attention to the right thing. But it makes you think, though, because, like, people talk about this constantly, that we're going to have, like, an alien invasion. You know, like
Joe Biden talks about it.
Yeah, like it's not a joke. Like if there was a people would fall for this mask thing and vaccine thing, they'd fall for aliens.
They would, and there has been a conspiracy theory out there for a while suggesting that the government will sort of create fake an alien invasion or something in order to seize more power. But I mean, they just have this really weak ass disease, and they've managed to seize a ton of power. I don't think they have to go into faking aliens. I mean, they've already scared the hell out of people with basically a modification of the cold.
I think that when they it's not really what I think, but I think if they were going to use the fake alien thing, it would be when they were ready to move into one world order. Or, like, you know, all the countries working together. Because, like, if aliens showed up, you'd stop caring about China versus Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
It would be, like, all of us, you know, fighting the aliens or being taken over by the aliens or whatever. It would suddenly change everyone's perspective. So I think that if they're going to fake the aliens, that's when they're going to do it.
Well, the aesthetic time warfare, I don't think he's made that prediction, right? He's making all kinds of ridiculous claims.
Yes.
There's one video. Wasn't there something supposed to happen today?
Yeah, the aliens supposed to come.
The aliens are supposed to come.
The Noken aliens are supposed to be riding on an asteroid coming to Earth. I mean, we have a couple more hours. I mean, you know, this is a possibility. It could show up at Woodfest at any moment now. And they could solve all the world's problems.
That would be huge.
It's kind of weird that WooFest is going on right now. They've been trying to summon aliens, and this man is predicting aliens coming.
If they're coming in on an asteroid, that's something people are going to notice, right? Like, that's not, you know, if an asteroid crashes to Earth, somebody's going to probably see that.
Well, they could be riding on it nearby and just kind of...
Hop off?
Yeah, hop off.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Is that how space works? I don't really know.
They also, the channel here, I was just looking, because like, I asked you during the break, all right, where do I find this channel? So it's on TikTok, Aesthetic Time Warper, 651,000 followers, 4.1 million likes, and all it is just videos of, like, an ocean or a space thing or whatever, and then just black and white text over top of it. It's like a super cheap production, and he makes, or she or whoever it is, makes all kinds of predictions. And so here's one example of how stupid this is. So this is from 6 days ago, and it says, "This is not a joke. Within the next 3 months, a very famous celebrity will pass away. He is in the music industry.
Dick Cheney. I'm just kidding.
And has been working with... No, he's in the music industry. And he's been working with the wrong people, causing him to be caught up in bad things. And...
Wow, that's not vague at all.
And it says, remember this video. This will 100% prove I'm a real time traveler.
If they kill Kanye, I'm going to revolt. That's when I revolt against the government.
Right. If this guy wanted to make a prediction, then he should have said who it was. But instead, he just says a famous celebrity in the music industry is going to die within 3 months. That happens all the time.
Yeah, that could happen.
No, it can't be Kanye. Kanye is a gay fish, right?
What do you mean?
That's
this is a South Park episode.
I missed that one.
Oh, it's funny. All right.
He's been doing some weird stuff. Like, I mean, I don't follow him closely. I know Bonnie does, but...
Oh, wait. Actually, it's kind of weird because... what you're about to talk about, his weird performances. One of them, he was like being hoisted up by strings, like up to the sky, and he was just kind of limp. And I
like
commented,
he was getting taken by aliens.
Yeah, I commented, it looked like he was getting pulled up by aliens.
It's true.
Yeah, have you seen any of the Kanye clips from what he's been doing?
Not really.
He's got, apparently he's rented out the entire Atlanta stadium or something like that. He's living in like a little room.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
And he's throwing concerts there, but they're not really concerts. They're just listening sessions. So he's got a new album that he's coming out with, I guess. I don't think it's out yet.
Donda.
And he plays his album and just like walks around and does stuff. He like do push-ups. He puts a coat over his head and runs around like a ghost.
Interesting.
He'll just sit there.
Seems very alien-like.
It's very strange.
I would pay money to go watch it.
I wouldn't.
But you are apparently, there's a lot of people like you, Bonnie, because this place is packed. This stadium is packed full of people watching him just walk around. Like, he's not singing. He's not rapping. He's not actually performing.
Right.
He's just hanging around.
It's the Kardashian effect.
It's very strange. So, anyway, this TikTok is ridiculous. The predictions are ridiculous. There's one video where it makes five predictions, one of which already came by. It already happened on, supposedly, on the 3rd. It was some sort of...
Did it happen?
...visit by the aliens, and no, it didn't.
Oh, I was like, it happened? No. What do you mean? So the time passed, but the prediction did not come true.
Yeah, no, it didn't. So, considering a skeptic on this one.
Well, you know, it gets us thinking, though. You know, it puts us in perspective, right? Like... We're so insignificant. Might as well just be an individual. Why join the crowd and go along with what everyone else is doing, which is, you know, get the jab, the Fauci ouchie, and wear a mask, or even just watching TV or watching sports. Like, do something else. Do something that's going to be really like meaningful in your life and to change things. And any moment, an alien can come down and abduct you. So you never know.
Or the government could abduct you.
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah that's
far more likely.
The FBI is, as far as I'm concerned, alien to New Hampshire, and they came and abducted Ian and Nobody.
They
Nobody,
did.
Our co-worker,
probably,
our co-host.
They're probably aliens.
But I'm glad to hear they are talking about releasing our co-host Nobody, so that's exciting.
I would not be surprised if they were aliens. Whenever I was talking to those people, they're just not like people. They were just so robotic. Like, I was like, am I being detained? The guy was just like, you're being restrained until we can make sure that we're okay. Everything is going to be safe for us. Like, just talking just like that, I was like, can I get
you're
my
creepy.
Dog? Don't worry about your dog.
Ian, you just broke some news.
No, she said it on the air last hour.
Okay.
But yeah. This
is
on the air.
This is really...
very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, and I just wanted to say it again.
That Nobody is going to be released. He's just waiting now. The judge wants both sides to come to an agreement on
probably
terms.
Probably
going to
take weeks.
Yeah, I would say it's probably going to be a couple weeks, would be my guess, because they're... What happened with me, so I was the one released prior to Nobody, and it was a similar process where the judge said to both sides, all right, he's got to get out, you just got to come up with the terms. And so the prosecution and the defense, you know, they had a meeting, and they came up with whatever, and they wrote it down, and then they both, you know, agreed to it, and then the judge signed off on it. Then it was presented to me, and I had to agree to it. Which, you know, I didn't want to, but I didn't want to stay in jail, so I went ahead and signed it.
Fair enough.
Even though it said I couldn't talk to Mark Edge, and I couldn't talk to Melanie, and I couldn't talk to Michael Hampton, some of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, which is ridiculous, but, you know, it's better to be out of jail.
Something an alien would do.
At least the light is at the end of the tunnel for Nobody, and if he's allowed to be back on, hopefully he will be, but we're not sure about that yet. We'll keep you guys updated. But until then, call in 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the call-in talk radio show where you can get on the air and talk about whatever you want. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And Joa.
And the number for you to call in if you want to talk about whatever is on your mind or talk about what we're talking about, either way, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I just want to thank Izzy for being an amplifier. What's an amplifier, you ask? It's someone who committed to amplify, which is advertise, market, and promote. So help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. She's a gold member, which, how much does that mean she's giving a month?
$10 a month.
So thank you, Izzy, for supporting the show. If you would like to support the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And
awesome.
Let's just go straight to the calls. We have David, a.k.a. Buzz Lightyear, from New Mexico calling. David, what's on your mind?
Is that what he called himself, Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear.
Cute.
You should say it, instead of gold member, you should say gold member.
What is that from?
It's a reference to Goldfinger, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's an old movie.
Bond.
James Bond, yeah.
James Bond.
The first one? Wasn't that the first James Bond? Goldfinger?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay, so what was actually on your mind for tonight, David?
Well, I forgot now, me Bonnie.
You said alien judges and the mayor of Albuquerque.
Yeah, yeah, same thing, really. Eddie, let me ask Ian, first of all, did your attorney, when I'm in a courtroom, I'm usually all alone, so I do it myself, but and so there's a different style, there's a different tactic. If you're self-represented, you get away with things that attorneys don't.
That's true.
Did your attorney ask, say, hey, thanks for the conditions of release and let my client out of here, but is there any possibility he can talk to Mark Edge so that they can run their radio program? Did he do that?
No, what he said was that we'd be able to likely claw back some of these restrictions over time, so at some point we were probably going to put a motion into the judge to get that unrestricted, just like we did with Aria at first. So Aria's, I originally couldn't talk to her, now I can for, show-related stuff. And
got it.
So, yeah, so that's sort of the plan, but we can't really do it all at once.
Got it. Soap opera politics, it should be very entertaining to watch, and actually it's quite an accomplishment. Obviously, you know Eddie Aragon, and you can explain who he is to your listeners if you want.
Eddie is the owner of one of our affiliates, Kiva, which is in Albuquerque.
Yeah, he owns a station that plays you guys. He's the only station playing you to Albuquerque, which is half the population of the state of New Mexico, which would be a potential listener base of 1 million people through his station in Albuquerque, because half the population of the state lives in the Albuquerque metro area or nearby. And so he managed, using his radio station legally, to get himself on the ballot for mayor. And it's rather interesting because he didn't have any plan or any announced plan to do that until this last minute where, election is in the fall, but there were only two viable candidates for mayor that were on the ballot. One is the incumbent Democrat, Tim Keller, and the other is a Democrat, the sheriff, Manny Gonzalez in mm-hmm. Albuquerque, Bernalillo County. And interesting thing is, backstabbing politics in New Mexico, that the Tim Keller campaign managed to get Manny Aragon's campaign public financing denied based on they had to get over 3,000 petition signatures with a $5 donation, and they managed to get the incumbent's competition public financing denied based on, to my knowledge, one fraudulent signature, even though he had his full 3,000 petitions with $5 donations.
Right, so let me see if I'm following this. So you're saying that if you can get enough petition signatures with $5 donations, then the government will give you campaign money?
Yeah, like $600,000, I think it is. I might have that figure
so
wrong.
Just to clarify, each of the 3,000 signers has to donate $5 a piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to show that you got actual backers, and so if you get the 3,000 petition signatures with a $5 donation, you're on the ballot for the mayoral race, and you get public financing.
Wow.
Which I forget is
there was one fraudulent signature. So like, how does that work? So just one out of all those disqualifies them?
Yes.
And so that sounds like there was another. The opposition could have done that to him.
Yes. And there was another allegation that there was another one, which is less egregious, that the guy Manny himself was gathering the signature, and the guy said, "I'll sign it, but I don't have $5." And so Manny said, "I'll give you $5."
Uh-oh.
And so he gave him. Yeah.
Can't do that.
So
huh?
There's apparently, but a stupid rule. I mean, because he already had 3,000 plus another 300 good ones, and then there's these like two that are objectionable.
So hold on. So
they're gonna...
Wait. So even if you have more than 3,000, even if you have 3,200 signed petitions and 3,100 of them are good, because some of them are bad, that invalidates the whole process?
According to these guys' rules, it doesn't seem like good rules, but that's how they're doing it.
No, but then again, state funding of campaigns also doesn't seem like a good thing either. I mean, that is not fair at all go ahead.
True, but remember, this is a soap opera because there's a whole chain of events because of that.
Mm.
So, first of all, Gonzalez has a recourse because he can appeal it, and he has two appeals. One he may have already exhausted. I don't remember to the person that denied him. I don't remember. But the second one is to the district court, so he can still go that direction. But what it's looking like, the consensus is that he's not going to get that money, and that he doesn't have private money to run a viable election. So here's where we get back to Eddie Aragon.
Okay.
So Eddie Aragon, seeing this, and remember that the incumbent and the challenger sheriff are both Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
However, the sheriff is so conservative that he gets accused of being a closeted Republican.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so Eddie, seeing the soap opera line up, what he does is he runs a quick, and I tried calling you, but I didn't get in. He ran, ending 2 days ago, a three-day marathon to get 3,000 petition signatures to get him on the ballot. And he got like 3,300 signatures.
Wow.
He's on the ballot as the only Republican. So,
amazing.
It's going to be an interesting race.
I mean, the level of corruption, though, I mean, in that state, in New Mexico, is incredible. I mean, to just be able to take $600,000 in taxpayer money for your campaign just because you got 3,000 supporters.
That's why we need aliens, guys.
That is really crazy. Thank you, David, for the call. I do appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you want to get on the show like David. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The military says about 3,000 troops are being sent to Afghanistan, but it's not a deployment to fight the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're only being sent to help State Department workers and U.S. supporters out of Kabul safely.
A very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, you know, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we've been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
The Taliban has been taking control of much of Afghanistan, including the provincial capital of Kandahar, as U.S. and NATO allies withdraw. Tropical Storm Fred has now prompted a storm watch for the Florida Keys. It's now a tropical depression. The storm is expected to drench Cuba and the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're seeing progress in vaccinations, especially in states that have the highest number of COVID cases.
In the past month, we've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Zients also had praise for private employers, colleges, and hospital systems that are putting vaccine mandates in place. Information on the 2020 census has now been released. It shows that the United States has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The Census Bureau reports the white population has dropped for the first time on record. California Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. But nationwide, Caucasians still remain the most prevalent group in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio show that you can call in and get whatever is on your mind on the air. It's 603-283-6160. That's the number to call if you want to get on the show with us tonight, talk about what we're talking about, talk about whatever you're passionate about recently. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And Joa.
And we've been talking about a whole different array of things today. We've been talking about aliens. Joe Biden did say, he hinted at the aliens were coming. He said, and I quote, "When your kids are asking, wondering when those aliens are going to show up," that's what he said.
That's right.
"When are those aliens going to show up here?" He said something like that. Was so creepy and weird. But anyways, we've been talking about aliens.
We can only hope.
Save us from Joe Biden. So, yeah.
Maybe they'll show him where to go when he goes home to the White House. I guess he just, like, has a really bad memory, and he doesn't know where to go into the entrance.
Really?
And this is really sad. Yeah. It's just making America look absolutely weak. I mean, if you want to belong to that system and think that's you're part of that, you're supporting a really bad, bad...
The person who owns you,
person.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, is completely...
Oh, the greatest president of all time, right? The highest ranked president of all time, guys. This is such a proud moment.
I just don't believe that at all. Like, I don't believe most polls I see. I just figure they're all lies. I don't believe the Census Bureau's numbers. I don't believe anything like that the government puts out or the lamestream media. But I definitely don't believe that Joe Biden is the highest rated president of all time. I feel like almost every president that comes out, they say that about them anyway, except for Trump.
Is he the highest rated or the most voted for?
No, they're saying that he is the highest rated, like,
approval ratings?
Yeah, just wow. People love him. He's the most loved president.
That's
something
true.
That would come out of North Korea.
Yeah,
like, you know,
sure.
Yeah, that's why I just don't believe it. That's just so not true. Even my grandma, who's a hardcore liberal, she told me, like, she's a hardcore Democrat, loves Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She told me, like, I don't want to, but we have to vote for Joe Biden. Like, it's not like she likes him. She just doesn't, people just don't want Trump. Anyways.
No, they don't want responsibility themselves is what really it is.
Yeah, that's what ultimately what it is. But legal U.S. marijuana is pouring into Mexico. It's pricey, popular, and has names like Bubba Kush.
Nice.
Mexico City. This from cron.com. Not sure what that is. It's like Chronicles, the first word.
That's Houston Chronicle.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
It says, in the most sought-after marijuana being trafficked across the U.S.-Mexico border is now the weed entering Mexico, not the weed leaving it. Cannabis sold legally in California is heading south illegally, dominating a booming boutique market across Mexico where buying and selling the drug is still outlawed. Mexican dealers flaunt their U.S. products, noting them in bold lettering on menus sent to select clients. Importado.
Wow.
So they imported this weed. Well, I do know someone who had to go to Mexico because he committed a crime here. Mm-hmm. And he told me that the weed he gets there, he has to buy like a huge bag of it and he smokes it all one day and barely gets high.
It's a bummer. Yeah, there was one time I was down there for an Acapulco, and the taxi driver we kind of had the same taxi driver the couple years in a row because we knew who he was and like had his phone number. And so I asked him if he could get me some weed, and it was pretty crappy, like, you know, pretty low-end weed. And, you know, at least he got it for me.
Well, this is great. It's great to know that they might be getting better weed. Hopefully the, you know, cartel isn't the main people selling it.
It's just a funny thing to say, like, oh, Mexico is finally getting better weed.
It is, and it's a bit of a turnaround because, I mean, during the black market years, the heavy black market years in the United States where there weren't legal states, where right. There was no medical marijuana, then a lot of the weed that was sold on the streets was coming from Mexico. I mean, hundreds and thousands or whatever pounds of that stuff would come over, and that was the bulk of the product that was on the marketplace.
It's crazy to think that maybe the persecuted people, the ones that had to escape to Mexico, are bummed that they don't have good weed, so they have to start getting it from the United States.
Well, they should check out the dark net. I suspect you can still get good weed in Mexico on the dark net.
It says, traffickers from California load their suitcases with U.S.-grown marijuana before hopping on planes to Mexico or walking across the pedestrian border crossing into Tijuana. One car was recently stopped entering Tijuana with 5,600 jars of gummies infused with THC.
Oh, man.
The active ingredient in marijuana.
That's a bummer. I've heard that you can actually cross the border into Mexico without actually going through a border checkpoint. I've heard that. I've not, you know, tried it, obviously, but I've heard that that's the case. Now, they supposedly want you to kind of check in with them, and I guess if you don't, then they could pull you over in theory, but as I understand it, there's plenty of people that can just, like, cross over and have no issues.
But and you're saying that they found this, but did they seize it? What did they have?
They must have seized it.
Yeah, they must have seized it.
That's why it's in the news.
Says one car was recently stopped. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to make a story like that isn't going to make the news because the government let them go. I mean, that's.
I guess.
Although that would be newsworthy, it's not likely to.
Wait, did they even say they arrested them?
Well, no, but it says, but relatively few of the southbound traffickers are caught. Even as their contraband doubles or triples in value as soon as it enters Mexico. Wow, that's interesting. It's completely just flipped around. Not that I really think it's like a good or bad thing. I mean, like, the cartel there, if they're selling it to Mexicans down there, they're probably just doing bad things just as much. I mean, like, as long as there is, it's not legal everywhere, the cartel, the black market people have something they can use to do bad things with.
Yeah, the one bad thing they're doing is they're not supplying good weed.
Yeah, it is sad.
I don't don't mean just the supplying of weed. I mean like the like taking over people's farms and saying like you're gonna work for us and you know, stuff like that. But anyway,
sure. Well, and of course it's prohibition that encourages that.
Yeah,
to happen
exactly.
In the first place.
As long as it's not legal, you know, as long as there are governments controlling people and telling them what they can and can't put in their bodies, it's gonna breed crap like that.
Remember when Vicente Fox came out against the war on drugs? You remember that?
Who is
Do you remember
that?
Who that is? He's a former president of Mexico. I think he was president like during the Bush years, if I recall correctly. Yeah, the year 2000 through 2006. And then, of course, after he gets out, after he's no longer the president of Mexico, then he comes out against the war on drugs. Then he comes out against, you know, a prohibition. It's like, hey, a little too late. I mean, it's great that you're saying this now, but, you know, it would have been nice if you'd said it during the time when you were the president. So, unfortunately, even though you would think that Mexico would be able to, you know, come to the conclusion, hey, we should legalize weed, they still haven't.
He grew a backbone after he got out?
Yeah.
Like,
instead, what they did during, like, 2013, I can't remember the guy's name, the president's name, but everybody hates him. I can't remember his name right now, but he declared a war on the drug dealers and was literally just, Mexico was like a war zone for like a year or more, and it would make a lot more sense to just make weed legal instead of like the average Mexican hates that guy. I can't remember his name right now.
If I was going to guess, they had a big party because he's no longer the president. They had a big party, did some drugs. He's like, oh, yeah, this isn't so bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many of these presidents are actually drug users themselves?
Oh, sure, sure.
You know?
Probably all of them.
While they're in office.
Unless they're aliens and THC doesn't work on their brains like that.
Well, at the very least, they're probably doing alcohol. So, I mean, most people, no matter what position you're in life, you've probably done something to alter your state of consciousness. It's just these people are hypocrites, and they say that, oh, well, they can all alter their states of consciousness, but if anybody else does it, then it should be a crime.
I don't know anyone out there that believes that Trump never had a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, he makes that claim, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how you could be in, like, the casino business, how you could be in the entertainment business.
Doesn't he have an alcohol? I swear he does.
Like Trump liquor or something like that?
Like a champagne. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Maybe just in his hotels or something. I don't know. Well, what do you think? Do you think that all politicians are probably using drugs and they want to keep it from you? This is 603-283-6160. You can call in with your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To Free Talk Live, the call-in talk radio show where you can call in and get your ideas on the air, whatever you want to talk about. You can't really call tonight because this is the final segment, but if you want to write it down, put it in your phone.
We could take on-screen calls.
Yeah, I guess you can, but the phone number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Bonnie.
And Ian.
And Joe.
So we've been talking about Mexico, and Joe, you had a story about smuggling, right? Or was it you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
Somebody had a story about smuggling.
Now people are smuggling weed into Mexico from the United States instead of the other way around.
Well, and it turns out things are a little different there in Mexico on a legal, what's the status of cannabis being legal in Mexico? Well, it looks like they've actually had some progress. According to a story in CNN on June 29th, so this year, Mexico's Supreme Court struck down the laws which criminalized the recreational use of cannabis. That week, just a couple weeks ago, the decisive 8-3 ruling comes after advocates pushed for decriminalization as a means to reduce drug-fueled cartel violence in the country. The court declared the prohibition of cannabis unconstitutional back in 2018, leading lawmakers to move forward on passing a bill. However, the bill signed by the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, struggled to make it through Congress deliberations weeks after the set deadline, the court moved to vote. So obviously things in Mexico are a little different as far as how their political system works. In this case, the court's just, stepping in to deal with Congress not doing things in a timely manner.
It's kind of interesting to me that anybody who's libertarian wants to move to Texas right now where they don't even have decrim.
Yeah, what's
Mexico's
up with that?
As a side note.
So. I don't get it. I don't know why anyone would want to move to Texas except things are bigger there.
I'm from Texas and I love the culture. Like, I wish there was HEB everywhere.
That's a grocery store?
I really love so much about Texas. Like, when I get around people that have been there, I love, you know, you can just go off talking about how great Texas is for a while, but it's definitely not free. And I always felt like I had to, living in this big city there, I always felt like I had to, you know, pretend I was, like, more liberal than I am. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just not, it's not free there. And you won't find any libertarians there. You won't find enough libertarians there, especially in the big cities. Anyways,
I got Alex Jones. Texas is mid-pack at best. I mean, if you go to freedominthe50states.org, that is the Cato Institute, their study that they do every 2 years. They do a study looking at all the 50 states, and they factor in a bunch of different aspects, you know, overall fiscal, regulatory, personal, economic, lawsuit, land, marriage, educational, occupational, victimless crimes, health insurance, alcohol, labor, asset forfeiture, gambling, tobacco, guns, cannabis, cable, incarceration, all these different, you know, factors of where, you know, how free a place is.
You sound like an auditor, just now, you know.
And Texas, according to the most recent statistics on Freedom in the 50 States, which I believe was 2018 numbers, Texas was number 21.
Oh, I meant to say auctioner, by the way.
Unremarkable.
It's going to go up, I think, because September 1st.
What happened September 1st?
Constitutional carry is...
In Texas?
In Texas, yeah.
Okay, all right.
This was passed June 15th, I think.
Well, if you just look at guns, Texas isn't even... Man. So one of the neat things about this website is you can click on each category, and then they give you ranks. So, like, overall, Texas is number 21, meaning it is the 21st most free state.
Mm-hmm. 21st.
New Hampshire, 21st, thank you. New Hampshire and Florida are usually tied for number one. I think this year Florida, or this most recent numbers, Florida happened to be number one. But when you look at guns, New Hampshire is, well,
you can't open carry in Florida.
Yeah, Florida's number 39, so it's very, very poor
on guns.
Gun freedom, yeah. The number one on guns is, according to this, Kansas. Number two, Vermont.
How's it even... This is crazy to me that Florida can be number one overall and 39 in guns. Guns are pretty important for freedom.
Here's a trick with Florida, though. If you want to open carry in Florida, just keep one of those pocket fishermen. Okay,
and
just don't walk north. That's the key.
What's a pocket fisherman?
It's just like, you know, your fishing pole that extends out. So according to the law in Florida, that you can't open carry unless you're going fishing.
Walking south?
Well, south, you'd be heading toward water. East, west, you're heading toward water.
Yeah, in Florida.
If you head north, you're not heading toward water.
Are you heading toward the lake?
So, Texas, number 21 overall, but on guns, it's number 29. So, I mean, this is not a winner as far as anything is concerned. Texas is a mid-pack freedoms. It's not freedom-oriented, and it's so huge, you can't, like, one of the benefits of being in New Hampshire is it's small. Mm-hmm. Like, if we want to go to the state house, we can drive there in roughly an hour and 10 minutes from here in Keene. You know, if you're in the north part of the state, it might take you a couple hours. Mm-hmm. But there's no 4-hour, 10-hour drives or whatever to get to the state house. We don't have that kind of room.
What's determining this ranking then? Like, I know that Florida is like, if you have to really commit like a horrendous crime to like really serve a lot of time. So is that what they're saying? It's like,
you can go to prison forever
with weed.
Yeah, with drugs in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they put all kinds of people behind bars for cannabis there.
Yeah, there's a lot of weed there, though. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't personally experience it myself because I don't ever go to Florida. But like, I'm pretty sure that they have a lot of weed there.
Yeah, it gets a lot of... it's number one on fiscal freedom, apparently. You can check this out when you get
anyways,
a chance.
Sorry, I took you off topic. I only said that because I just think it's crazy that now Mexico has decriminalization, even if it's only on the possession.
Yeah. Well, here's a little bit more about that. Are they saying you can grow it there?
I thought it said, like, just growing in personal use, but not the market, right?
Well, the court voted 8-3 for some level of decriminalization. According to this story at CNN, to obtain cannabis legally in Mexico, citizens must apply for a permit from the country's health regulator, the Federal Commission for Protection Against Health Risks, COFEPRIS. The Supreme Court said, once permitted, anybody over 18 years of age can possess up to 28 grams of cannabis, so an ounce of cannabis, according to the Supreme Court. Before, Mexican citizens were able to access cannabis, but only after filing a court injunction. So their decriminalization means something different than what it means here. There it means you still have to apply for a permit. Here it means that if you get caught, you pay a fine.
Right, this other article that we are reading from cron.com says, this July, Mexico's Supreme Court struck down laws which criminalize the cultivation of cannabis for personal use.
That's great. Yeah, it does say here that Mexico will allow cultivation and harvesting of marijuana plants after you obtain a permit from COFEPRIS, according to the Supreme Court. Now, how easy or difficult that process is, that's not clear. The court did rule that minors should not consume cannabis and one should not operate a vehicle or other dangerous activities.
I know bribing is pretty big in Mexico, so a little bit of bribing
goes a long way.
Yeah,
I imagine so. So there's your news update out of Canada. Now, there are other stories here saying that Mexico's lawmakers could finally legalize marijuana sales next month. This is according to MarijuanaMoment.net, which is actually a pretty good website if you want to stay up to date on the latest cannabis news from whatever state. So, like, whenever there's some sort of development, this website, Marijuana Moment, they've got it. So apparently legislators are moving forward with some new legalization bill there in Mexico. So that's good news without getting into too many of the details.
No, we were talking about rankings of states and which one's freer. But
yeah,
what about United States versus Mexico? What do you think is freer?
Well, there's actually a study on that. And I forget who does it, but it's like the North American Freedom Study or something like that. And they actually rank all of the Canadian provinces, all of the Mexican states, and all of the United States. And the United States overall is freer than Mexico, according to
that. Okay. I would say that it comes with more responsibility to live in, like, say, autonomous zones in Mexico. There's no rules, but you have to be responsible for yourself more. So I think that seems like a lot freer. And I know
Those?
Yeah, we are change. Luke Vodowski went to these autonomous zones and did a... You know,
was it that? I heard about there was one town where they like threw the government out. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, actually, to the point where they're kind of anti-free speech in a sense too. Like you can't go in there with any political bumper stickers.
Wow.
Because you can't be influencing politics. You can't be influencing any sort of government action.
Amazing.
Is that where Jeff Berwick lives? Or?
No, yeah. He's in Acapulco. Unless he moved.
But he went to these zones with Luke.
Interesting. Okay, well, this has been Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening to us and calling in. We're live every night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can call in with whatever is on your mind every night.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. retail bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.